It's just before 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. And this is Ticket Summer Chill, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, live from the Granada Theater, the historic Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue.
Let's go!
And on this particular roundtable, you have myself, Dave. We also have Donnie, and we have the rest of the rant. We have Corby, and we have Gordon.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Aww. What a beautiful crowd we have out here.
Yes. The crowd is beginning.
A lot of attractive people.
Crowd is beginning to assemble. We, you know, we do have a an off-air meet and greet at 7 o'clock and then Time Wasters at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a ticket or if you want to bribe your way in, still time. Still time to get here.
So we're trying to figure out, Donovan, the amount of people that have and have not been in here before.
Famous artists that have played here, you mean?
No, of the ticket hosts who have and have not actually been in here as a patron. And Bob has not been in here before.
Wait a second. Time out.
Go
before
on.
You get to that, I heard you say something shocking on the air, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I think Bob was also part of this shocking comment. You have never been on eBay.
Never.
That's a lie, right? You're kidding.
No.
No, I'm with him. I've never been on eBay.
You have
never
bought anything on eBay?
Never.
Is that not shocking? Or is this like common, like half of people never go to eBay? You've never been on eBay? That is so surprising to me.
No.
eBay is so awesome. You can just find the most random stuff.
Never even thought about it.
Here's the thing with places like that. I agree that it's probably pretty exhilarating to go on there and search everything. And I also know that it would be the biggest time suck ever for me.
Well, yes, that is true. But, like, there'll be something I remember from childhood, some toy, and I only remember it vaguely, and it looked like this, and it was kind of like this, and I think it may have been this brand, but I'm not sure. And you can go and just search it up, and you'll find pictures of it. And
can you find me the Super Toe?
The Super Toe is on there.
Oh, yeah, you can still sell you could probably get that new in the box.
And you know what? I will kick your ass.
No, you wouldn't.
At Super Toe.
Do you know how many field goals I've kicked in my lifetime with that thing?
I had that so down to a science.
No chance,
how
bro.
To set the ball up. Oh, man. I was the king of the entire neighborhood.
I didn't even have the college width goal post. I was NFL, man, from a very young age. Challenge.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you.
What was your range? Like, how deep could you launch
across
it?
The bedroom,
well,
for
see,
sure.
I don't see how many. I don't know how many yards our living room was from the kitchen, but we can get a good lick on it.
Now, what is Super Toe for those who are just joining us?
All right, so Super Toe is the 70s, early 80s toy where it was an NFL kicker dressed in, like, full
pads. It
had a
number
pads.
Three.
Yeah.
Number three on it.
And his leg would swing back, and
I think it just went forward.
Yeah,
it
just went back. It just
slammed the hell. So it's sitting like this, and you hit it, and it would just go like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you'd try to kick field goals. With
not
it.
Try.
Yeah. Execute.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah. Execute at a very high rate. So what? So.
And we could play that for an hour.
I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Hours, dude.
Yep.
I mean, okay. How much? How much burn did you get off the Evel Knievel motorcycles?
Oh, lots. My brother had the Evel Knievel motorcycle.
Those were...
You pull the
little rip cord.
Yeah.
And it was lame, but it was... Again, it's all we had.
Mm-hmm. I also had the Hot Wheels track, the orange track that you could assemble. You know, you put a tongue between two pieces and you fit them together, and then you can make a loop-de-loop. And it would go through the motorized part that had the rotary wheels that would shoot it forward.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TikTok guy that does...
Could you be more specific?
Well, I'm about to be.
Oh.
That does...
Whoa.
That does trick jumps with the Evel Knievel bike, the little guy.
Really?
And he'll launch it through, like, fireworks, and then he'll have all of the other vintage toys lined up like the crowd watching him.
That's awesome.
Now, I found out that could be used against you if you were a little kid. My across-the-street friend growing up had the Hot Wheels tracks, and I saw his mom one day use that as a disciplinary tool.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know what? There's not a chance I'm doing that because that would happen in my house too.
What was the punishment of choice, the punishment tool of choice from your dad and or mom?
My mom would hit me with a framing hammer. She would just hit me right over the head.
Right in the temple.
Kind of like a sling blade.
It was so traumatic.
My mom was a plastic kitchen spoon.
Yeah.
So it had a little bit of whip to it.
Yeah.
And then my dad was the belt. But he would fold it in half. Like he wouldn't hit you with the full belt, and he certainly wouldn't hit you with the buckle. He would fold it in half and whip you with the folded over
he
part.
He wouldn't do you like Django did in the movie, right?
No.
Jeez.
So what
my mom was full fly swatter.
Yeah, I've got it. My grandfather was the one that would hit us kids with the fly swatter when we come running by.
Yeah, and then the fly swatter, if you're trying to run away from it and they're chasing you, and my grandma was the same way. She would run around the house chasing me with that thing. And at times, I mean, those things were so poorly built, the actual part that would smash a fly would fall off, and then it was just a piece of wire, and then you're like, no!
Wait, so did we all get hit as children?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How many people here got hit as a child? Oh, my Lord.
That's the whole place.
Yeah. How many people here spanked their kids, or did spank their kids? Okay. So it falls off each generation.
Either of you
I spanked other people's
spanked
kids.
Your kids?
Yeah.
I spanked other people's kids.
I have.
Yeah.
Watch that salute there, Donovan.
I just raised my hand.
And when you were originally raising it, it was towards people, and it was
a little awkward.
It's a different meaning in the
you were you were like Jesse Owens capitulating after he won the gold.
But what if Jesse Owens had done that?
That would have been...
Very different story.
Man, there's
like a heel turn in wrestling. Like he's doing this for America, and all of a sudden he just sticks it out there.
Right.
Like, has the NWO shirt like Hogan.
There's a documentary on him that just came out on the History Channel.
On Hitler? It's on all the time.
It's not. It's on Jesse Owens, and it's like the entire story of him, Olympic, like what he was going through as all this Hitler stuff was happening. And
when they had like diss tracks going back against each other.
Yeah.
You ain't going to win this race.
And that, yeah, that's
Is Hitler. That Hitler?
That's Hitler, obviously.
Yeah.
You think Hitler had flow like that?
Yeah.
Just kind of,
why are you singing like this? You ain't going to win this race.
And then the mustache kind of goes up and down when he's talking like the cartoon.
His bangs start getting in his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we have
Vitasane, bitches.
Oh, hey, Hitler.
Hey.
How are you?
AH in the house.
Check out my bitch, Ava.
God, it would have been so much cooler if he just would have been known as being like the, patient
the
zero of hip hop.
Dictator?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, it would have been so much cooler. So he could do all
stuff. No. All that. He was just known as that. He was fun.
Good stuff.
Like everything was cool,
it would have been a lot better.
Instead
Corby.
Of like the crazy speeches that he gave, and he's riling everybody up and everything, and he was just like, "Yo, what's up, Berlin?" And then you know he goes into his whole thing.
That is as offensive as it gets.
There's so many things offensive about all this.
It's happy Hitler.
Let me tell you something.
That's why he invaded Poland. It's because he was a frustrated hip hop.
What
artist.
Up, Poland? Hey, we gonna get some Krakow in here.
I sound like Edith Bunker.
Oh, Archie!
What's happening there? Oh, yes, I have been to the Granada. I saw Wu-Tang here.
Oh, back to that. Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And, what year was that?
Oh, boy.
Last year.
No, it wasn't last
was
year.
That, was that in their prime?
Not or in their prime.
Like, is it like a reunion
it
thing?
It was Wu-Tang AODB, after Old Dirty Bastard, but they did tour.
A-O-D-B.
I was trying to get it right. And I saw George Clinton here also.
There is not a chance in hell George Clinton showed up on time.
Why? Is he on a different time than something you're used to?
No.
What would you call that time?
He is notorious for being hours late.
He is. But I was late. That was the whole thing about it.
Smart.
I got here when the show was actually going on. But it was really cool seeing him here.
God, what Super Bowl was that we saw him when he was... 2 hours late, like showed up at the last second and played like in Indiana or something like that. Were you not there?
Who?
I don't remember.
Maybe that was before you were part of the. You would have been there.
I definitely would have been.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Detroit.
You know,
one of
the Granada owners, Mike Schroeder's favorite concert films is a Parliament Funkadelic concert film from the 70s, and he plays it all the time on the rooftop next door at Sundown.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I definitely will come back and check that out.
With the bass player wearing the diaper.
Oh yeah, that's the person
the guitar
I've
player
seen
playing most, in the wedding dress.
It's the most person I've seen the most in concert in my lifetime, George Clinton. I've seen him double-digit times.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Love it. He's slowed down. He's 80-something years old, but it's still a fun concert. Man, those songs last.
Did you see him with Bootsy?
No. No, I didn't. But, yeah, he's been at Deep Elm Live. He's been here. He's been House of Blues. I've seen him every time he comes to town. I am trying to check out George Clinton.
By the way, can I plug something while we're talking about concerts?
Yeah.
Because we're not doing a concert calendar today because of roundtables.
Right.
So, speaking of Sundown at Granada, right next door, that is the unofficial, official ticket stock, or not ticket stock, Summer Chill After Party.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, gosh, we got AH over here.
Yeah.
So the party crowd, 90s country band, and then Brit Stop, 90s Brit Pop.
Oh,
a double bill next door.
Is one of them playing upstairs, or are they like?
No, they're both downstairs. So,
okay.
So party crowd is our friend Taylor Young.
Yep.
And then Brit Stop is Jesse from the Time Wasters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I told them that I would work it in.
And you did, thusly. So wait, back to punishment. Since you have a daughter, did you ever spank her, or do you lead that?
I don't believe I ever did. Maybe once, but no. It was always like a negotiation,
right?
Like it was taking something away or grounding her from something that she wanted to do. It was always like the psychological warfare. It was never
taking
like
away
physical
her AH
punishment.
Albums, her AH CDs.
Oh, yeah!
Sounds like the house party character.
You can kiss my ass.
I think if you have boys, it's just a different.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to work out because
he's going
to
whoop you. Like I think.
Well, yeah. By the time he's a teen, I'll be in hospice.
He'll just be changing your diaper. He'll just flip the script.
Yeah.
Did you ever get in a fight with your dad?
No, I think I bowed up to him one time.
I still haven't. I'm 52 years old and would never ever.
I squared up
to my
him.
Dad.
You did?
Yeah. About what? What was the conflict?
Honestly, I don't even remember, but it was so tense, and
I'm a man.
And he said something to the effect of, he was like, are you, it was almost like a movie, he's like, you want to take a swing at me? And, like, I got real close.
Yeah.
And, yeah. and then I'm like, nah, you ain't worth nothing, man.
Yeah, what is this voice? What are you doing?
Come on, Dad.
What?
Whoa. You gotta stop sweating me, Dad.
That's teenage Corby.
Let me listen to my AH in peace.
God, you guys are so insensitive.
Why? It's the best German accent we can
That's
do.
It's not even German.
It's
you know
close.
What? But we're trying.
You
know
we're American.
Trying to
we're
do.
Trying.
And you know what?
What?
Juneteenth was Wednesday, and I still have to put up with this. You know what?
Uh-oh, here he goes.
I am
so here
leaving.
He goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Donovan, leaving.
Yes, I'm leaving.
He'll be back, don't worry.
He's
contractually obligated
to be
here.
It was the end of the segment,
so.
Oh, he's bowing up to me.
Yeah.
And coming up next, we have Matt.
Y'all are just now going to break?
George,
oh, yeah.
Junior, and Bob.
Go to bake.
We're doing playlists.
You know what? I quit. Go to bake.
Okay, go to bake.
This